The Juno Student Symphony arrived in Petersburg with a new leader. Troy Quinn is a music director, and normally he conducts the Juno Symphony, a professional group. But he says with the current director of the Juno Student Symphony, Tyree Peeney, leaving, he stepped in to lead the Petersburg tour. Students assembled at the Wright Auditorium and played Our Town, Rondeau, and even, do you recognize it? The Game of Thrones theme song. According to Quinn, there's a wide range of players in the group.
I think our youngest is probably 13. We have adult beginners in their 60s and 70s, actually, in the student symphony. So there's quite a range of not only age, but level and ability. And it's really a reflection of the diverse culture here in Juno and also our mission to reach out to anybody, no matter your age or ability level, to enjoy music.
Take Reese Bleakley. She's 14 years old and plays the saxophone, piano, and in the Juno Student Symphony, the flute is her instrument. She estimates she's been playing since about the second grade, a few of those years spent in the Student Symphony.
Since sixth grade, so about 3 years now.
Bleakley was excited to perform in Petersburg. She says the Andrew Lloyd Webber medley is one of her favorites to play.
It's one of the most challenging ones, and I think I just like the challenge with it.
She says playing in the symphony is a lot of fun.
I really like playing with them because it gives you a challenge and you also get to learn a lot while being with a bunch of people that are in the same level as you.
Members of the Juno Symphony were on stage too, playing alongside the students.
We have some of the principal players from the symphony actually playing with the student symphony as coaches. So it's really a collaborative effort. The Juno Symphony itself will be represented by those individuals who will play with the student symphony regularly and coach sectionals and work with the students there.
Quinn says the Juno Student Symphony is a place where people can take up an instrument and learn.
It's really a wonderful opportunity for anybody to pick up an instrument. It's never too late.
18-year-old Donya Herman says she started playing the cello almost 4 years ago. She's part of the Juno Student Symphony, Juno's Professional Symphony, and the Juno Strings Ensembles.
Just being part of any orchestra kind of teaches you as you go along. I mean, I learn the technique part of my instrument with private lessons, but you learn about the musical notation and you just get better as you play.
The string ensembles Aurora Strings and Ursa Minor played in Petersburg this weekend too, directed by Guauha Shaw. They played this rendition of Aaron Copland's Hoedown. Quinn says jumping in to conduct the Juno Student Symphony for this performance in Petersburg has been a little hectic.
Only because this week I come into town to work with the symphony as the Juno Symphony has a concert next week, and so simultaneously I'm rehearsing with the Student Symphony.
The music isn't new to the students. Quinn says they've been playing these pieces throughout the year.
They've lived with this for a while, but as far as the music-making process, to bring this to Petersburg and my involvement, this is all new as of this week. So it's been a fun and very engaging process to try to put it together in a week.
Though Quinn doesn't normally direct the Student Symphony, he says he doesn't treat it any differently than working with a professional level orchestra.
I think the expectation is still the same. The difference, of course, is that you have people of varying abilities. But what I found is that, you know, the Student Symphony is very engaged, and you know, they're like a sponge when we're trying to correct things. It almost can sometimes go a little bit faster because students are wanting to, I think, naturally get better and do well for themselves and for the directors.
The biggest challenge, he says, is getting all of the students in the same room amid all their other activities.
And once that's accomplished and we're all on the same page there to make music, anything's possible.
Anything, like Ralph Ford's Ashford Celebration that students played in the Wright Auditorium. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.